customer support. I needed customer support. So I called customer support and I got customer support. Let me explain.
Your daily Lex.
There was no music involved. I simply felt like singing to celebrate. For days and days, I've been having internet outages. And I wasn't contacting my internet company because every time I had an internet outage, I saw that my modem was just fine. Now, I use Eero routers, and I love them and evangelize them to others. I know that some folks have had issues, including friend of the program, Dan Morin. And I know there are other options out there, but I'm so invested in the Eero platform that I'm going to use it for as long as I can. Because we have a variety of Eero base stations throughout the house to ensure coverage in a variety of different places, and it works great. One day I will have to replace it, and I will undoubtedly go to another brand, not owned by Amazon, but right now that's what I'm using, and it's working pretty well. At some point, I switched from using just, I also have a Ring alarm. Both of those companies are now owned by Amazon. And at some point, Ring started making a Ring alarm base station that has an Eero router built into it. So I switched to that. So when the internet started failing, I had to reboot this Ring thing. And when you reboot the Ring base station, you can't just unplug it because it's got a built-in battery backup. So you have to like press a special button to get it to reset. And if you press the button for too long, it factory resets, which they constantly warn you not to do. But, I did that once and the internet came back. Great, no problem. But then it happened again. And then it happened again. Sometimes it would happen 45 minutes later. And so I knew I had to call tech support because clearly there is some kind of hardware issue happening. It is not my actual internet. It's something going wrong with this. And then I had to debate, who do I call? The thing says Ring on it. It doesn't say Eero on it. So I called Ring. I spoke to a very nice person for whom English was not the first language, but whose English was great. And we spoke at length. And initially, she wasn't properly characterizing my problem, despite my using the actual name of the product and explaining exactly what was going on. She thought that I was saying that my Ring was disconnecting from the network. And I'm like, no, my Ring is losing the internet entirely, which is affecting the whole home because it is also the Eero base station. And she's like, well, no, you would give it internet. And she was just not getting what it was, despite, again, my using the official product name. Eventually she did get the problem and we diagnosed some things. And she's like, well, let's try power cycling. I'm like, great. I never want to be one of those jerks. Like, I already did all those things. Because I think sometimes people say they tried all the things and they haven't tried them. I'm like, great. I'm doing this again. It will work because every time it happens, it works. I was only trying to lay the groundwork of like, don't think that the problem is fixed just because the internet will come back when we do that. But it does come back and blah, blah, blah. And she's looking and she's like, oh, this is really a problem for Eero. So I'm going to connect you over to Eero customer support. Great. Now I have this panic the whole time I'm on the phone with these folks because the setup is in the basement and they want me to go be in front of the device, but I'm worried about losing my cell phone call when I don't have Wi-Fi on, since my phone also can use Wi-Fi for phone calls. I have this fear about losing the connection. And so I had made the Ring person promise that she would call me back if we got disconnected. She connects me to Eero. As soon as she connects me to Eero, she starts calling me again because she hung up. But I let it go to voicemail. And she's like, I'm so sorry. I promise you I'll call you back. But I disconnected when I connected to Eero. I'm like, I don't need you anymore, lady. I'm talking to Eero guy now. And Eero guy, Matt at Eero, great guy. He really got the problem right away. And he wanted me to try what I wanted to try, but had been nervous to try on my own, which was basically, what happens if I move it? What happens if I take the Ring base station and put it where one of my other routers from Eero is and make a different Eero thing my gateway? So he stayed on the phone while I did it. And he's like, I also want you to unplug the modem for 3 full minutes. And I did, although I did not think it was necessary. And everything came back online the way it should. And he's like, listen, I can't promise you this is going to work. I can't promise you that you're Ring alarm is going to work, but your house is online again. And so he's like, I would just recommend you monitor all your connections for the next 24 hours. And I'm like, buddy, I don't have any choice. Of course I'm going to monitor my connection. My whole house will know if it goes offline. 1,000 things will report it, not least of which is my family. But we'll see how it goes. So now the Ring thing is where the garage base station was, and the garage base station is now the gateway base station. So if you want to, know how my network topology works, then now you know. But we'll see if it works. But I I've talked about this before, I'm sure, but like, I want people on a tech support call to understand that I am a technical person, but I don't want to say it and I don't want to be a jerk. So I will always follow their steps. I will just try to give answers that show that I know what I'm doing. And the guy's like, I'd like you to, when he's saying he wants me to swap the things, I'm like, great. I think I can do that pretty quickly. And I believe that the Ring's power adapter uses more wattage than the regular one, so I should take his power adapter too. And he's like, yes, even though they're both USB-C, you can't swap those cables. And I'm like, excellent. But like, it was around then that I think that he got that I at least knew something. Then he was like, wait, you already switched both of those routers out? I'm like, yes, I did. And I think he wasn't sure if he should believe me, but I think many people might not do it as quickly as I did. I also got a lot of extra steps going back and forth between the basement and the garage over and over again. So that was very exciting. Anyway, the internet works. If I post this episode, if it's posted by call at 5:15 p.m. Eastern time, then my internet stayed up. So here's hoping. Anyway, enjoy the rest of your Tuesday.
Lex.